Black Dao. The stable doors shut with a bang like a headsman's axe, and it took all of Calder's famous arrogance not to jump clean in the air. War meetings had never been his favourite style of gathering, especially ones full of his enemies. Three of Dao's five war chiefs were in attendance, and, as Calder's ever-worsening luck would have it, they were the three that liked him least. Glamour Golden looked the hero from his scalp to his toes, big-knuckle brawny and heavy-jaw handsome, his long hair, his bristling moustache, his eyelashes to their tips all the colour of pale gold. He wore more yellow metal than a princess on her wedding day, golden torque around his thick neck, bracelets at his thick wrists, and fistfuls of rings on his thick fingers, every part of him buffed to a pretty shine with bluster and self-love. Kem Ironhead was a very different prospect. His scar-crossed face was a fortress of frown you could have blunted an axe on, eyes like nails under a brow like an anvil, cropped hair and beard an uncompromising black. He was shorter than Golden, but wider still, a slab of a man, chainmail glinting under a cloak of black bear fur. The rumour was he'd strangled that bear, possibly for looking at him wrong. Neither Ironhead nor Golden had much beyond contempt for Calder, but luckily they'd always despised each other like night hates day, and their feud left no hatred in the quiver for anyone else. When it came to hatred, Brod Tenways had a bottomless supply. He was one of those bastards who can't even breathe quietly, ugly as incest and always delighted to push it in your face, leering from the shadows like the village pervert at a passing milkmaid. Foul-mouthed, foul-toothed, foul-smelling, and with some kind of hideous rash patching his twisted face, he gave every sign of taking great pride in.